Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Jess Phillips MP and her sexual violence against children. So, Mrs. Phillips has, ironically enough, been made Minister for Safeguarding under this current Labour government. She's the MP for Birmingham Yardley. So this abominable ogress is someone who's got an absolutely horrific record of sexual violence against children, is an indefatigable advocate for the ultimate crime against children, which is directly linked to her own sexual gratification. So it is revolting and cruelly ironic that she, of all people, the most satanic person in British politics, should have this brief. So she was leading this supposed inquiry into grooming gangs, that is, gangs of men who would pretend to befriend girls below the age of consent, to ply them with gifts, to flatter them. Often girls being brought up in care, no one ever told them I love you, no one ever said that they're beautiful, things like that, and produce a sense of indebtedness and then lead them into sexual abuse in their early teens and so on. Sometimes they consented to this. The consent didn't count because they were so young, or indeed it was outright rape, be passed around, be hired out. And they were simply treated as chattel, just the way Chess Phillips wants to treat children as chattel. So a lot of people, so five of the abuse survivors are sickened that Jess Phillips is in charge and said that she has betrayed them. And that's not to say that they would necessarily agree with me on everything, these few people. Now, we know that some of these allegations are true, definitely true, because they were proven in court. And a number of them said they will only rejoin this if she resigns from this post. But of course, she has never cared about victims. And in her arrogance, she stayed there, has always been grooming more people for the crime that she likes to commit most of all. So, wow. And I remember she was always saying that we shouldn't have these inquiries. It was simply helping the far right and stuff like that. She almost lost her seat in Birmingham Yardley. May she lose it next time. She is just vile. It's abhorrent what she's done to children. She's constantly boasting about the murder of her own child. Now, that is violence. To rip someone's legs off is violence, isn't it? To rip somebody's arms off is violent, isn't it? To tear someone's head off is violent, isn't it? To inject someone's heart with a deadly poison is violent, isn't it? How could you say that it's not? To inflict cardiac arrest on someone causing death is violent, isn't it? To inflict hypoxia on someone to the point of death is violent, isn't it? So she is a paedophobe. She absolutely abominates children. Action speaks louder than words. We know this by the murders that she's carried out, directly by her own hand and indirectly by her avocation of the ultimate act of sexual violence against children, which is inextricably connected to people's sexual behavior, getting at the victim via the mother's vagina, forcing open the uterus to get at the child, sometimes by chemical means rather than with sharp murder weapons and so forth. Wow. Now, it so happens that many people from the these grooming gangs profess the Muslim religion and are of Pakistani origin. Now, no one should be mistreated on the grounds that he or she is ethnically Pakistani or indeed a Pakistani citizen, or he or she professes the Islamic faith and so forth. But it happens there is a correlation here. Let me underscore, the great majority of Pakistani men are absolutely innocent, and the great majority of Muslims are absolutely innocent. But it does happen in one community more than another. I mean, statistics bear that out. It's just like the Catholic Church has more of a problem with sexual abuse than other Christian denominations. It's true. Look at the data, which is not to say the majority of priests are guilty of committing this crime or even a cover-up and so forth. Doctors are disproportionately represented amongst serial killers and indeed paedophiles, which doesn't mean most of them are guilty. The majority of them are not, and so on. So she was there. Some of these people were pregnant and then grooming them, leading them towards the murder of their child that she enjoys so much. Why is she constantly bragging about the murder of her child? She's genuinely proud of it. She glories in slaughter. She's a demagogue and she knows it's popular. There are a lot of bigots, a lot of nutters out there, a lot of sickos who think this is a good thing to do, at the very least permissible bodily autonomy. What about the child's body? Her daughter or son had a separate body from Jess Phillips. Her daughter or son could move when Jess Phillips was not. Her daughter or son was sleeping when Jess Phillips was awake and was awake when Jess Phillips was asleep, and so on. If her daughter or son moved his or her legs, Jess Phillips was not moving his or her own legs at the same time. And so it's proof positive by DNA, by fingerprint, by iris, by any way, probably possibly by blood group, maybe by eye color, hair color. You could prove that her daughter or son was a separate person. It's not controlling her own body. If she really wanted bodily autonomy, she would support a woman's right to choose what she wants to do with her own body by standing outside a human slaughterhouse and campaigning to save children. So she's criminalized peaceful protest. She's an oppressor. And she is against human rights activists trying to save children, those of us who would like to stop sexual violence against children, the ritual murders that are perpetrated against girls and boys every single day at public expense. It is rebarbative. It's utterly sickening. And anyone with the slightest moral decency will recognize that. So unfortunately, there are a lot of very brainwashed and/or evil people here. So the thing is, she needs to resign. She clearly doesn't care about these. So she previously worked for Women's Aid, the victims of domestic abuse. They claim to be the victims of domestic abuse. I think they often were, and sexual violence. But of course, that's the ideal position to be in for her, as she wants to inflict more sexual violence and so forth, to exploit children, to then sell on their body parts and so forth, and to treat them as chattel, as though they're not human beings. They exist just for the pleasure of their parents. So, wow, the trade in human body parts. So it is revolting, and so it goes on. I really wish she would lose her seat, and maybe she will next time. She was run a very close second. Was it by the Workers' Party of Britain, or perhaps it was one of those independent pro-Gaza candidates? So she is a truly vile specimen, an absolutely foul feminazi who won't be happy till the human race is annihilated. And there are some environmentalists with eliminationist aims who say that they want to see the human race wiped out. And that would obviously happen if Jess Phillips had a way. There is no level of violence against children she wouldn't support. 60 million children murdered in the world every single year. She would be happy if it was 70 million, if it was 80 million, if it were 90 million, if it were 100 million. There is no end to her bloodlust. This is a sacrament for her. Wow, it's revolting. The cruelty, the agony she wishes to inflict on little children. It has no connection with the mother's health whatsoever. Even if this gestation is no risk to the mother at all, she's very, very happy for it to go ahead, because she hates children. I mean, that's the only conclusion I can draw. She has two children whom she hasn't murdered yet. I fear for them. It wouldn't surprise me if she's abusing them as well. I don't know that she is, but she has previous on this one. So she is utterly detestable. What a cruel, sadistic, foul person. And she has been exalted to high office. She is a minister of the crown. What a topsy-turvy world we live in. And by the way, this is not partisan. The Conservatives are almost as bad. The Liberal Democrats are just as bad. The Scottish National Party, the Greens Party. Most politicians are murderers, but she is perhaps the most prolific of all in her commission of sexual violence against children, because her daughter or her son was a human being too. I don't know whether it's a girl or a boy, maybe twins. Little Jess, for lack of a better name, little Jess had the right to life. And that was taken away for her or him by a very cruel and selfish mother. It's barbaric. And maybe the father of this child was equally guilty. Anyway, do what you can to save children. Spoke to a politician about it, Sir Vince Cable, saying, we have different philosophical positions. Yes, we do. And one is good, another's evil. They're not equal. What would the child want? Now, there's no, the child is too young to know what's going on, which is why it behoves us adults to advocate for these children and to try to save them. But, sadly, people get away with murder every single day. There's utter impunity for people like her. Wow. They need to be called out, denounced, and get life imprisonment without possibility of parole for the ultimate crime. Save children.